I see. So tell me, what made you come back? Was it the eager stories you're driven to consume day by day, from the walls, from the parts, from the world? No. No, it were not the stories that you're here for, no. Those were just things. Little, minuscule things that got you back in here, were they not? Ah, right. Craving. You're genuinely craving for a change. A story, the one that's about you, is it not? Well, maybe. Maybe there is a story I can tell you about you. But this story is not going to be something that lasts or something that excites you. It's not going to be the secrets of life. What will make it change? No, it's not going to help. Wouldn't you like a miracle cure at all? No. That's not what I'm here for. Oh, well, let's see. As we'll shuffle through these pages of forgotten books, what may we bring out today? Right. The story of your inner flower. The one that you neglect so hard as you pitter-patter your way through things that no longer seem to actually have any meaning to you. Ah, right. Have you thought about more of what you want? Or it's rather, you don't know what it is that you want. Lost. Yes, lost. Just like the flower inside you, withering in the dark. In the need to find the light that will just bring it to life and get all the problems sorted. Oh, how that would be miraculous, wouldn't it? Oh, no. That's also not something you seek for. Let's see. You have the passion. The need for passion, to be precise. You're driving yourself like mad towards your own demise, yet you cannot manage to acquaint yourself with a little bit of what's left with the regrets of your life that you made so long and that's left so behind. Let's see. All right. You can't accept what you already hold in your hands, can you? You cannot accept the changes that you made, the things you left. You cannot accept the world at your feet as it is, planning on with something like a beast. You cannot make it something steady. You just want it all. The patience. Yes, you're not ready. Or are you? How much more can you lie to yourself? You're so much more than ready, yet you're battling self for what? Little scraps that they throw you when you think you're the best? No. Recognition. That was test. When exactly will you pick your so beautiful self, dusted off with the piles of what? Regret? So what? Just leave it. Make a bet with life, with yourself, with the gods of old, or with whatever is left. Don't struggle. Don't be so hell-bent on trying to make ends meet and just not trying to see what you need. You just... How weak could she be? Right. Weakness. All that weakness is just in your mind. You can't manage to get to remember what you have yet to forget. It's not that you have met what you are. You detest what you've met. Why? Why would you just be so cruel to self? Why the doubts? Why the cursing? The story of flower, the one yet to hold. You still cannot manage to stay and behold the patience. The patience is something that one needs to master, yet mastering patience, it takes up no less than trying to manage your own self the best, yet you just keep going and trying and failing and pouring the rain over hell. Like the ice that is melting in bed, you cannot manage to get yourself out when you're met with what? Those who speak like madmen, trying to get your hand in things that you never meant? Why trying to take all of that? Why listening to those puny brats who have no genuine clue of what you want? They never thought about you in a way to help you, really. They're all gaining their own profits. Have you met the right ones who would genuinely partake with your runs, with whatever it's left, with whatever you want? You know, there's so much more to behold. You can't gain strength, but wait, you have it. You can't manage to find the right path, but you do. You're standing right in front of it, and you're waiting for the cue. Why? Why waiting for something that's there? Are you waiting for the push? What is left? Just take a bloody step and walk. Ah, it's not paved. Right. Sure. If that's what you're saying, not paved. Darling, you're not meant to walk the paths that were paved. They're the ones with the thorns and yet to be made. They're the ones that are best. They're the ones that are yours. You're not meant to walk paths that were not meant to be there for your feet to begin with. You're not a steed. You don't have to rush. You don't have to gallop into the dusk to try and get something that's eternally glorious. Ah, the glory. Haven't we all taken a bit of that light, pretending that it's so nice and so bright? Oh, the glory, the 5 minutes of greatness, the fashionable sense of people trying to get that little bit of self out there. On what? On a stage that's walked by the jesters so hard you have no place in there to begin with. Or do you? Have you met the biggest of jesters, the martyrs of life? Have you spent a day trying to find out why they have gone on that stage to portray life as is, to take a mick out of each and every single bit that they could get their hands on? Ah, no. You were too preoccupied with your own sense of self, as the maddening depths of what, ego, is trying to give you some help? Are you sure? Are you sure that's exactly what you're paying for? I'm not sure. But yeah. What the old demons of housemaid do? The spirits of witches of woo? Sure, just keep on listening to whatever the heck you want. But just keep one thing in your head, young one. Take a step. It doesn't matter. You're the one paving the way into something that's greater and something that's yet to behold. You're not there to just remind the others how the stories are told. You're the one to create your own. You're the one to write the book that might become old with the youngsters sitting near the campfire talking about these stories and trying to paint the view of you. But is it the right thing to do? Are you sure to take steps towards glory of you? But don't worry. I'll keep on being here, as I do, writing stories and walls and trying to hold the holes together from nitpicky rats and blustering little bats. But no, don't worry. I'll wait as I shall. My patience is nigh. My heart is all gone now. Don't worry, my dear. I'll stay here and keep watch as I always did. As I do. Ah. Yes, no match. Keep going. Keep making it. Don't really be bothered. There'll always be nuisances. The buzzing of flies on the side of the road and the thing that just maybe dies. It's not that we really need to pay attention to that now, do we? Just keep on going, and maybe when it gets too lonely you can come over and see me again. We'll see what stories we can concoct once again.